Hey everyone, Dake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood sports enthusiast and life coach in a 5-minute burst. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jake, another day, another pep talk about winning. But let's be real, folks. Sometimes the biggest battles aren't fought on the field or court. They happen inside our heads. Today, we're diving deep into something that can seriously level up your game. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever felt like you're your own harshest critic? You know, the one who keeps replaying those mistakes in your head, leaving you feeling deflated and discouraged. Well, listen up, because this is a game changer. It's about learning to be kind to yourself, even when you mess up. Because trust me, we all do. It's about recognizing the setbacks a part of the journey, not failures defining you. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another motivational cliche, hear me out. This isn't just fluffy feel-good stuff. Self-compassion and forgiveness actually make you a stronger competitor, both on and off the field. Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously boost your mental game. First, accept imperfection. You're human, not some superhero with flawless execution every single time. We all stumble, we all fall, it's part of being alive. The moment you embrace this reality, you take away the pressure to be perfect and create space for learning and growth. Think about your favorite athletes. They don't win everything, but they learn from their losses and come back stronger. Second, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment, focusing on what's happening right now, can help you quiet that inner critic. Instead of getting lost in past mistakes or future anxieties, concentrate on the task at hand. It's like tuning out all the noise and hearing your own internal compass guiding you. Third, reframe your self-talk. That voice in your head, is it your biggest cheerleader or your worst enemy? Challenge those negative thoughts. Replace "I can't do this" with "I'm going to give it my best shot" or "this is a learning opportunity." Positive affirmations might sound cheesy, but they work wonders. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can shift your perspective. Instead of dwelling on what's missing, focus on what you have: your talents, your loved ones, your experiences. This fosters a sense of contentment and resilience. And finally, learn to forgive. Not just others, but yourself too. Holding on to grudges against yourself or anyone else is like carrying around a heavy weight that drags you down. Let go of the past, release the resentment, and move forward with a lighter heart. It's liberating. Now, imagine this. You're training for an important competition. You hit a rough patch, your performance dips, and that inner critic starts screaming at you. But instead of spiraling, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You acknowledge your struggle. Practice mindful breathing to calm your mind, reframe those negative thoughts with positive affirmations, appreciate the effort you've put in so far, and most importantly, forgive yourself for not being perfect. You use that setback as fuel to learn, grow, and come back stronger than ever. See, self-compassion isn't weakness, it's a superpower. So how do you apply this magic to your daily life? Start small. Catch yourself when those negative self-talks creep in and consciously replace them with something kinder. Practice gratitude every day, even for the smallest things. And remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's what we learn from them that truly matters. This is Jake Carter reminding you to be your own champion, both on and off the field. Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-compassion, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another 5 minutes of mental game-changing insights. Keep striving, keep learning, and never stop believing in yourself. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.